Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Vinny, as you mentioned. Well, it's 6:43 now, but the sun is fully up. I mean, it's We are in the long, lovely days of summer. And we're not even at summer yet. What did you say, the 21st, the summer?
I think it's usually June 21st. In fact, I can pull it up here real quick.
Yeah, right around that time, though. Summer's just about here, and the weather certainly feels that way. So try to stay cool. I think today and tomorrow are the hottest days this week. And then kind of like last week, we get a little bit of a cool down going into the weekend. It was pretty windy here yesterday, but you're saying it was just like the surf was destroyed.
Yeah. Howling. Saturday, June 20th is the summer solstice. And then September 22nd apparently is the end of summer, everybody.
Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through the Paycheck Protection Program.
The PPP.
It's Fremont Bank, everyone.
All right. Thank
Check
you,
them
Fremont
out.
Bank.
Okay, so we're going to begin with some coronavirus updates, and the news is actually pretty good, so I thought that was certainly worth reporting. So first of all, plenty of people have, from the very beginning, felt like all of these shutdowns have been an overreaction to something that isn't that big a deal. There have been plenty of people you see who refuse to, in any way, shape, or form, protect themselves from... Right. This and have decided that it's just
a hoax
an overreaction. It's, right. The economy got tanked for no good reason.
Right.
The first peer-reviewed study on it found it actually the shutdown made a huge difference. According to the study, it prevented 60 million people in the United States from catching coronavirus and 500 million people worldwide. And they don't even speculate in this study how many lives were saved, right, you know, in terms of deaths. So it's at least good to hear that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It wasn't for nothing.
It wasn't. And it's, you know, we saved lives. Lots of people didn't get it. And we made it so that you could get into a hospital if you needed to.
Right. Well, and because... one of the things that was happening when we first got into our little, you know, self-isolation was that every tickle felt like it was the beginning of the thing that might kill me. Now, I'm, you know, slightly dramatic, but the truth is that there's no doubt that once we got past that sort of window, I started to relax and started to go, okay, we're all right.
Seems like if we did have it, we all survived it.
Right. So that's, you know... I was stressing on it pretty good.
Sure. I mean, look, you know, everybody has their reasons for being freaked out about it, whether it's you and your own compromised health or someone that you live with, someone you know, someone you love, an older relative. Although it didn't seem to really truly stay. Maybe we just heard, like, every time someone 34 years old died, that would make the news.
Right. As of yesterday... There are zero known cases of coronavirus in New Zealand. Zero. They've removed almost all of the restrictions, and they are living free.
Well, they can, right? They were hardcore at the get-go, and they're an island.
of sheep.
Yeah. Yep. Stinks. Stinky sheep.
Okay. I just thought you might want to, you know, let the sheep know that they're worthless and stinky.
It's not that they're worthless. Sheep have worth, obviously. I'm just saying they're not the cuddly, cute cotton balls that we think they are.
All right. Dirty and stinky.
They're stinky. Well, they live in fields, you know? They get mud, years of it. It's not like they get baths, you know? Stinky.
They don't get baths?
No. Who's bathing them? The rain? Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Then they lay down in the mud. Yeah. They're your sheep, right? I mean,
it gets on them, you know? They're animals.
Oh, God.
Listen, they're barnyard animals.
Okay.
Or field animals, whatever they are.
I don't know anything about it. Someone polled more than 500 epidemiologists who study the spread of disease.
Okay.
They asked them when they personally feel comfortable doing various things again. So these are absolutely disease experts, and these are the opinions they have as we start to get back to normal.
Okay.
So.
I'm ready.
Out of the 20 things on the list, there were only four that most of them would feel okay doing again now or
right now.
Later this summer. That includes bringing in the mail and packages without precautions, seeing a doctor for something non-urgent, going on an overnight trip within driving distance, and getting your hair cut at a salon. The haircut thing was actually controversial in that some said, I'm going to wait a year before I go into a hair salon.
Oh.
There's no doubt you're in very close quarters.
Sitting in a chair someone was just sitting in, and they're using the same blow dryer and don't they have all kinds of antiseptic there? Like they have to clean everything. They don't want to give you head lice, let alone coronavirus.
I want to believe that anyone who wants to get back to business is going to do whatever it takes. But we all know that, you know, half-ass is a term because there's plenty of people who are half-assed about anything.
Right. Right.
Everything for that
they
matter.
Put it, when someone's watching them, they're sort of like, you know, look, I'm trying real hard.
Right.
And someone turns away and they just like throw all the groceries in the fridge.
Right.
That's a pretty broad thing that they say they're comfortable doing right now. Like a trip, even just driving distance. That seems like a big step to me. And the fact that an epidemiologist is like, yeah, with the right precautions, I'd feel comfortable right now doing that. That's interesting.
It's such a bummer right now, this spot we're in, because there is a little bit of room for people to play with, at least, you know, think about in terms of, well, we're on the other side of the worst part of this, I think.
Right.
One of my best friends, the dude who lived in my living room when I lived in Ocean Beach, Scott, came up here with his family. He's now married and has two little kids just like I do.
Oh.
And he was coming. Yeah, we are both old dads and we're both living.
Living your best life.
No. You're in the thick of it or whatever say.
You're under it. You're in the thick of it. Sure.
Yeah. We're both in the thick of it right now and we have that in common. But he came up here because he was buying a VW bus from someone in, like, I don't know, Campbell or whatever.
Oh, is that his thing?
Well, he had one when we lived together in Carlsbad, and he sold it because he couldn't afford to keep the thing on the road. They break a lot, so, you know. But now, as an older man who's got some money, he wanted to get one and relive, I guess, his youth or whatever. I don't know the whole story. The bottom line is he was coming up, and And I said, we can't see you. You know, I got a place if you want to stay in it, but I can't see you, bro. And we didn't get to see each other. And it just stinks. It's one of those things where you've got a circle. Maybe you can open up. That's what people are starting to talk about, that the opening your circle a little.
We opened our circle a little bit this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Pat and Marianne. We saw them.
Oh, God. Not Pat.
Yeah. What? What do you think? Pat's so filthy. they've been really good, and it's funny because their daughter is Professor Killjoy's best friend, and so they've here and there seen each other, and Riley felt confident enough about their level of quarantine that he said,
"Oh, good.
Yes.
He allowed it.
Yes, you can see them." It is funny, though, you know, you're a couple drinks in and you really do start to forget and you don't have the mask on and you just, it happens pretty fast.
Right.
Like, the level of comfort goes up as you're like, oh, they look healthy. It'll be fine.
Well, you also just forget your simple routines, you know?
It felt, anyway. I will say, it felt effing great to just hang out and talk and laugh and be normal.
Back to the 500 experts that were asked what kinds of things they'd be willing to do and what kinds of things they won't do. A few things where the number one answer was within the next 3 to 12 months include small dinner parties, sending the kids to school, working in a shared office, riding a bus, boarding a plane, going to the gym, and eating at restaurants. Speaking of, we're going to have new openings this Friday. I'll tell you more about that later. It's not part of this story, but that's, I think gyms are going to start to open this Friday.
I think you mentioned that. Like, that's a big, I mean, that's a sweaty, you know, close, heavy breathing environment.
There's going to be a lot of, they're going to have to clean a lot all day.
That's your new job.
You know what? I've seen, when I go to Whole Foods and I was there just yesterday, there is still a person cleaning every one of those carts out in front of the store the whole day.
Yeah.
So they've just had to, you know, designate certain employees for certain jobs.
It seems like, you know, there's all these weird interim jobs between, you know, the start of the virus and whenever it ends, because there's also the guy who stands there policing who gets to go in and out of the store. And, you know, like you said, the guy who's wiping down the carts. I mean, there's all these like monitors.
Right. Lastly on the list, things they say are over a year away. This is, you know, 500 disease experts were asked what kinds of things they'd be willing to do now versus, you know, later. Mm-hmm. And here's over a year away is weddings and funerals, going out with someone you don't know very well, attending a large. Now, remember, these are disease experts, so they live in this. They're going to be more careful than, say, you know.
But maybe we should listen
about
to them.
Anybody. Well, that's, I mean, I wanted to make that clear, though, that they're going to be pretty strict about the things they're willing to do. Right. So over a year away was wedding or funeral, going out with someone you don't know very well, attending a large church service, going to a live sporting event or concert, hugging or shaking hands, and not wearing a face mask everywhere. Over a year away.
Wow.
And a bunch of them said, I don't ever want to shake hands again.
I'd be fine with just, you know, thumbs up, head bob.
Where am I time-wise? This took way too long. I'm so sorry.
Well, we started late because, we got to talking about stuff at the end of the trash, too.
Let me see if there's anything else I can squeeze in here about coronavirus real quick.
You know, actually coming up in the trash. I'm going to start with a couple coronavirus related items too.
Okay, let me just do a couple texts then, and I'll tap out. We've only got a minute left. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 925 says regarding the haircuts. I think most places are not blow drying hair anymore, so they're not blowing viral particles around.
Oh.
Great point.
Think the heat would kill them.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I don't know either. Certainly moves the air around.
And
like,
a lot of these
sputum
places
is everywhere.
They have a certificate, like barbicide COVID-19 courses for training, like about disinfecting everything.
Oh,
so they get certified based on the COVID, you know, the rules and regulations and that.
That's you're going to see more and more of that too, right? Like people who are sort of certified COVID safe.
I bet, yeah.
The cleaning requirements for stylists will make you want to be there all the time. They will be the cleanest place. Can the ANN report on how COVID-19 has affected the SoCal porn industry? I don't know. I guess I could look into it.
You know what's funny? I have a story about sex scenes coming up.
Oh, okay, excellent. Yeah. Well, then let's break and come back with that.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.